we're more than halfway through 2020, and what a year it's been. Action-packed, drama, tragedy, more drama, more tragedy. And of course, we're still here, in our own small way, still trying to chug along doing something in the corner of the universe and hoping that you're all safe and treating yourself to some good music. My mixtape this week is called Pajama Party. Well, because for most of this year, I've been in pajamas. Now don't forget, please do subscribe, rate, and review our humble little indie podcast. It helps people discover the show. So kicking off this week's mixtape, I have two guitar virtuosos. Rudy Wolong, who hails from Shillong and is one of the founding members of Soulmate, one of the biggest blues bands in the country, along with Warren Blackstrap Blues Mendoza. They come together to create a song called Deny the Boogeyman. This track alludes to COVID-19 as the boogeyman, but why don't I let Rudy tell you more?
Well, basically, the song was written on the 20th of March. I woke up with these lines in my head. The idea was basically to record it very simply, just a guitar and some vocals, and put it up on Facebook. But then it ended up sounding pretty decent, so I said, okay, why not turn this into a proper song, include the band. And then I thought of Warren Mendoza. So after we recorded the drums, bass, my guitar parts and vocals, I called Warren and I told him that I have a song and would like him to play some guitar parts for the song. Sent it to him and he said, yeah, I'd love to play some slides. So I said, okay, whatever you feel like, however the song moves you. And well, he did that and then he said, do you want me to mix it? And I said, yeah, why not? If you're willing to do that, mix it, master it. And that was how the song came about. But the basic idea behind the song was about the bogeyman. Well, the virus is a bogeyman. But then at the same time in our country, and I guess in a lot of places, a lot of countries in the world, there are a lot of bogeymen around. And we just have to start denying them their privileges, just like we deny the coronavirus the privilege of infecting us.
Well, you just heard Rudy Wolong talking about how to deny the boogeyman, which means it's time for the music.
Everybody's sitting at home today. Nobody's gonna go out and play, 'cause the bogeyman's in town. Yes, the bogeyman's in town. Don't you mess around, 'cause the bogeyman's in your town. You can't meet your family, you can't meet your friends. Stay in isolation or it could be the end. Yes, the boogeyman's in town. The boogeyman's in town. Don't you mess around, 'cause the boogeyman's in your town. You gotta wash your hands. You gotta wear that mask. You won't recognize you, so just let him pass. Don't shake his hand. No. Don't touch his face. 'Cause if you do, he'll make you take his place. You'll be the boogeyman in town. The boogeyman in town. You'll be the boogeyman, yeah. So quit your messing around. We'll be right back. know we got the Frenchie, you just creep on up on you, and then it'll be too late. Deny the boogeyman, the boogeyman in your town. Put down this boogeyman, or he will bring you down. Don't try the boogeyman. Boogeyman, or he will bring you down. Deny the boogeyman. 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 The boogeyman in your town.
You just heard Deny the Boogeyman by Rudy Wolong and Blackstrap Blues. Moving from Shillong in Meghalaya to Dimapur in Nagaland, I have pop rockers Trance Effect, who are back with a song from their debut EP Clowns that they released in May this year. I've been a huge fan of theirs since they emailed in November 2018 with their track Stop Pretending, which featured on a mixtape I released in April 2019 called You Got Mail. Now, over a year later, I'm thrilled for you to listen to their new song, Took Me a While. It was written by bassist Imna Imchin while he was going through a rough patch in his life. The melody came from drummer Sosang LKR one morning, where he woke up, thought of it, recorded it immediately, and sent it to guitarist Taco. The song talks about how we try to come to grips with the harsh realities we face, how we work towards overcoming our difficulties and fixing our mistakes so that we can move forward in our lives. I'm sure at some point or the other, we've had to deal with that, so I hope you feel for this song as much as I do. Here's Trance Effect with Took Me a While.
To figure it out.
You just heard Took Me a While by Transeffect. Keep those pajamas on for this party, as I have a brand new lockdown single that was released last month by a pop singer-songwriter that I've been a huge fan of for years. I have Tejas' new single, Lead, from his upcoming album, Outlast. Telling us more about his song, here's Tejas himself.
Hey everybody, my name is Tejas. You're about to listen to my song, Lead. It's the first single from my upcoming album, Outlast. The song is it's kind of different from the previous songs that I've released as singles or, you know, just generally in my albums. Not for any particular reason, apart from the fact that usually songs take a really long time for me to write them. I usually take at least a year to finish writing a song. Some songs even closer to 5 years. But this song is one of those which came together quite naturally. And I think it's because it's a very personal song. It's kind of about the legacies that we inherit from people who came before us. In my case, my parents. I am the first musician in my own family. And because of that, it's obviously raised a lot of questions. I'm sure a lot of people relate to that whenever they're doing something that, you know, is not the family business or something. I've always had to kind of forge my own path wherever I go. I didn't grow up in India. So even when I came here, it felt like I was coming to something that didn't belong to me, really. Carving my own kind of little space has been an interesting journey, but that's the only way I know how to do it, is by creating stuff and find some value in my belonging to some place or something, you know, putting perfection after progress. So that's what this song is about. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Lead.
Never known another way to be.
That was Lead by Tejas. I have another Malu following that Malu, and her name is Tanya Nambiar. Tanya is a vocalist from Delhi, and I first heard her on a song by Desi-based producer Surreal. She put out a new single in April this year called Stranger in Our Bed. Tanya said that she wanted to write a song about how fickle relationships are these days, but with a sassy approach. So she created a character who catches her partner cheating on her, but she learns to move on quickly. Now let's hear it. This is Tanya Nambiar with her track, Stranger in Our Bed.
My heart is broken, but it ain't dead. I'm done and dusted, but I'll move ahead. I worked on nails, now I change my track. That's for sure, I ain't taking you back. You tried your ways to put me down. No sorrow days, no laughing around. They were right about it all the time. Should have walked out on you, should have crossed the line. In my head, the day you let a stranger in our bed, I won't crumble, I won't fall. I'm sorry to let you down. Yeah, time with you is over. By. Deep down I know I was right. Hey, you're out of mind and out of sight. I ain't trying to change the look. I ain't looking back, not beating around the bush. In my head, today you let a stranger in our bed. I won't crumble, I won't fall. I'm sorry to let you down. Yeah, time with you is over. Yeah, time with you is over.
You just heard Tanya and MBR with Stranger in Our Bed. Next, we head east to Bengal, where we bring you some R&B and hip-hop. Tanmoy Guha, a.k.a. D-Harmony, is a vocalist, composer, and producer who released his first Bengali album, Shunya Golok, in April this year. The track that I like the most is called Shinechi and features Anant Abhi, a.k.a. Command Z, who's a producer from Delhi, as well as rapper Ronak Chakraborty, a.k.a. Sizzy. Telling us about what the song means, here is Tanmoy.
Okay, about the song, Shinechi in Bengali, which means I have known. It's based on the harshest reality of life. Not every one of us born with the silver spoons in their mouth. You can say it's an anthem to those people who struggle hard to survive. In every step of life, we experience bitter things than the good things, right? Instead of dreams, nightmares come true. This song is dedicated to them, to their hurdles, to their struggles. Chinechi.
আমি হেঁটেছি ঘুরে ফিরেছি আয়ুরেখা ধরে নিচে নেমেছি চোরা পথের চোট আঘাতে খারাপ ভালো সব চিনেছি আমি হেরেছি স্মৃতি খুঁজেছি ঘর বাড়ি ছেড়ে একা চলেছি চোরা পথের চোট আঘাতে খারাপ ভালো সব চিনেছি আমি হেঁটেছি ঘুরে ফিরে আমি হেরেছি স্মৃতি খুঁজেছি ঘর বাড়ি ছেড়ে একা চলেছি চোরা পথের চোট আঘাতে খারাপ ভালো সব চিনেছি
ধুলো ছেড়া ক্যানভাসে স্পষ্ট আলেখ্য ষোলো আনা জীবনটাই শর্ত সাপেক্ষ অনুমানে ঝাপসা স্মৃতি হয়ে ওঠে টাটকা আগো পিছু না ভেবে সবাই খেলে ফাটকা আটকাবো যদি পারি আস্থারি অধিকারী প্ল্যান চেটে আত্মাটা কান্ধারি বলিহারি চোখটা তো বন্ধ কি করে বলি অন্ধ দেখে হেঁটো রাস্তা ভর্তি খানা খন্দ বাস স্ট্যান্ডের ওই ফাঁকা সিটটায় ঘামে ভেজা গামছা টানা রিকশায় খুব চেনা সরু গলি আজাদ হিন্দ পায়ে রেখে বিলম্বিত লয় চলো ধাধা ধিন্ধায় রোদ এসে পড়ে জানলারি গ্রিলে কবিতারি ছন্দে চেনায় মেহফিলে চারতলা ফ্ল্যাটের পাঁচতলা পাঁচিলে বিলম্বিত লয় চলো ক্লাইম্যাক্স সিনে মতিভ্রমে জ্যোতি জমে চলে চুনি পান্না ল্যাফিং বুদ্ধর শোপিস ক্যাসেটে তা বাজে মান্না প্রতি রবিবারে কোলেস্টেরল মেপে রান্না বৃষ্টি পড়লে তাও কানে আসে কান্না আমি হেরেছি স্মৃতি খুঁজেছি ঘর বাড়ি ছেড়ে একা চলেছি চোরা পথের চোট আঘাতে খারাপ ভালো সব চিনেছি
You just heard D-Harmony featuring Command Z and Sizzy with their track, Shinechi. Another bong at the pajama party is Sangeeta Bhattacharya with her collab featuring Delhi singer-songwriter and guitarist Dhruv Vishwanath. Sangeeta sent us a little voice note to tell you what the song is about and how it came together.
Watercolor was written early March, and I knew I wanted it to be a collaboration with a musician whose work I looked up to, someone whom I could relate to, and that ended up being Dhruv Vishwanath. The song is an ode to an unfinished form of love, which is troublesome, but it's addictive and it's beautiful while it lasts. There's nostalgia running through you, but it doesn't let you run away from it. There's a lingering hope somewhere, and that hope is more empowering than stability itself. It was the first time that I actually even hung out with Dhruv, and we ended up recording the song. And he produced it and recorded it entirely in his bedroom. And I had recorded my vocals just once as a scratch, but we decided to keep it as a final because the lockdown was announced soon after and we couldn't get out of our homes to re-record. And this is the first time we're releasing a song which is so completely raw and produced in such a DIY fashion. So I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
You just heard Watercolors by Sanjita Bhattacharya featuring Dhruv Vishwanath. And then there was One at the Pajama Party. Before I scoot and leave you with one final song, when you get the chance, do rate and review us on the podcast app of your choice. It really helps people discover the show. And do swing by and say hi on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're always happy to welcome more people into the fans. Lastly, before we switch off the lights and tuck ourselves into bed, I have a musician who hails from Uttarakhand and lives in Vapi in Gujarat called Anshul Netani, aka Omiki. The song we're featuring today is called Is Shahar Mein, and we have Anshul telling us more about the track.
Hey everyone, Is Shahar Mein is about how a city becomes a memory of its own after you have spent a significant time with someone in the city. So places become their memories, even food and culture of the city. So I wrote this song from this idea. The genre is future based, and I'm really inspired by artists like Dabin, Illenium, Set the Sky, Seven Lions. And I really want to keep making songs in this genre to draw people to electronic music.
Thank you so much, Anshul. Here is his song, Is Shahar Mein.
शहर में ना